Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As we said, Vice President Mike Pence is in South Korea for tomorrow's opening ceremonies for the Winter Olympics. Pence met today with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and reportedly expressed concern to Moon about his country's more conciliatory tone toward North Korea. Pence arrived as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un presided over an extravagant military parade in the North Korean capital, Pyongyang. Thousands of North Korean soldiers hailed Kim today as he walked past them with a salute. Joining us now is Sung-Yoon Lee, professor of Korean studies at the Fletcher School at Tufts University. Professor, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
And North and South Korea seem to be taking steps toward diplomacy, but it does sound like Vice President Pence is maintaining more of a hard line against the North. What do you make of this moment?
Well, on this note alone, one sees that when it comes to propaganda, or to put it more politely, public diplomacy, North Korea is a notch or two above the United States.
What do you mean by that?
North Korea has been softening its image. It's been sending athletes, about 200 female cheerleaders. Kim Jong-un is now sending his younger sister. So exuding, projecting a softer image, while the U.S. vice president is saying everything that is true, of course, that North Korea is trying to use the games for propaganda. North Korea is trying to hijack the Olympics. All this is a charade. But these things don't need to be said, because if you say these things, you come across as the Grinch, as the grumpy aggressor, and that is not good PR. Vice President Pence should be careful and not repeat the mistake that John Foster Dulles, the former U.S. Secretary of State, made in 1954 in Geneva when the Chinese Premier, Zhou Enlai, extended his hand to shake hands and the American statesman just snubbed him, ignored him in front of representatives from many other countries. There's a PR debacle waiting to happen. North Korea has the momentum right now. It has made the move to wield the carrot after that ballistic year last year. And North Korea is very crafty. Sophisticated is not a word that comes to mind necessarily when we think of North Korea, but North Korea is very crafty. It knows how to wield both the carrot and the stick. And I think the U.S. should not be overly aggressive in coming across as the party pooper.
So what do you make of the military parade in North Korea today? That's not a softer image. That's the old-fashioned North Korean hardline image.
That's the Missiles Are Us parade.
Right.
And, of course, falling right on the eve of the opening ceremony of the Olympics, Kim Jong-un is showing the world, and in particular South Korea, who's the boss. However, lest the United States raise a big fuss over it, Kim Jong-un is also offering a carrot, a soothing musical performance by North Koreans in South Korea near the site of the Games, which just concluded. So again, February 8th, one sees, even today on this snapshot of a day, North Korea wielding both the carrot and the stick and getting away with it.
Do you expect Vice President Pence or any other senior U.S. official to meet with a North Korean official during the Olympics?
It could happen. I think, again, Vice President Pence doesn't want to come across as angry or grumpy. If he runs into North Koreans, he should smile, shake hands, chit-chat a little bit. And if they want a little discussion, tea time on the sidelines, he should be amenable to that. Optics are very important, and this is the world's biggest stage. Again, the United States should not come across as the petulant party.
You were born in South Korea, and of course, Seoul hosted the Summer Games back in 1988. But this is a very different time with tensions over the North's nuclear program. What did these Winter Games mean for the Koreas, do you think?
Well, it was not all that glamorous. That is, even South Koreans were not all that interested. Winter Olympics compared to the Summer Games usually don't gain as much interest or generate as much excitement. But it's really North Korea's participation that has glamorized the Winter Olympics. South Koreans 30 years ago were very sensitive to how they were portrayed by NBC or by Americans and others. It was a big coming out party hosting the Summer Games in 1988. And of course, North Korea cravenly tried to spoil that by blowing up a South Korean civilian aircraft in November 1987 to discourage athletes and visitors from coming to South Korea. The situation today is very different. It's more favorable to South Korea in terms of South Korea's status, its image in the world. At the same time, North Korea is a de facto nuclear state. So the security situation has not improved.
Do you think South Korea is playing its cards well right now in taking this more friendly approach to the North?
Well, South Korea needs to go with the flow, as should the United States for the time being. At the same time, South Korea, in my view, is bending over backwards to accommodate North Korea, going out of its way, spending a lot of money to really accord the VIP treatment to North Korea's mid-level officials, North Korean cheerleaders and musicians and dancers and so on, and violating various UN Security Council resolutions seeking waivers, exemptions. For example, a high-level North Korean official is visiting South Korea tomorrow with the high-level delegation, Choi Hui. Mr. Choi is banned, prohibited to travel overseas under a UN Security Council resolution as of last year. But South Korea is more than eager to make all these exceptions to accommodate North Korea's designs.
So after all of the pomp and circumstance is over from these Olympic Games, what do you think happens with the North Korean nuclear issue?
The North Korean nuclear program will progress, will advance, march down their own path to their own drumbeat. North Korea, even if it conducts an ICBM test or a nuclear test right in the middle of the games, and as crazy as that sounds, I think North Korea will be able to walk away scot-free because with tens of thousands of foreign visitors all assembled in South Korea, athletes from almost 100 nations and so on, what would the Trump administration do? Threaten war? I don't think so. And this goodwill, the fuzzy, warmer dynamics in the region right now, will spill over into the post-Olympics era. So if Kim Jong-un were to do something naughty like that in May or June, it will still come across as an aberration. All the bluster and ballistic missile tests of last year have largely been forgotten under this new atmospherics in the region. So I think just by sending a few athletes to the games, Kim Jong-un has won himself a free pass for the next provocation and probably has laid the foundation of South Korea subsidizing North Korea, as it used to when North Korea would send hundreds of athletes and cheerleaders to the South in the early 2000s and mid-2000s. And during those heady times, the South Korean government would give North Korea almost $1 billion a year, about 70% of that, $700 million U.S. dollars in cash. And that would be a return to the good old days. That would mean improving inter-Korean relations to Kim Jong-un.
But just to be clear, it sounds like you're saying you expect the North to launch a missile or do something like that in the middle of the games.
Not necessarily in the middle of the games, although if they do it so brazenly, no one should be surprised. They have a keen sense of timing. North Korea usually does these things on a major holiday, both American and North Korean, and even at times Chinese. So the splash created would be quite impactful if they did it right in the middle of the games. There's a major holiday coming up on February 16th, which is his late father's birthday, the second most important holiday in North Korea. This year, February 16th also happens to be New Year's Day by the lunar calendar, which North Koreans and South Koreans and Chinese and Vietnamese celebrate. And in the past, in 2013, North Korea conducted a nuclear test during Lunar New Year celebrations, which was one big, very discourteous message to Xi Jinping, his first Lunar New Year holiday as the leader of China. So no one should be surprised. But what I'm trying to say is this crescendo of goodwill will spill over into the post-Olympics period in April, May, June, July, and so forth. So even with the next nuclear test or ICBM test, people will say, hey, no human lives have been lost. There's been no destruction of property. United States, please calm down and return to negotiations. And that is exactly what Kim Jong-un seeks.
That's Sung-Yoon Lee, who's a professor of Korean studies at the Fletcher School at Tufts University. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.